Welcome to the Retail Owners Institute and our streaming audio collection. You are about to listen to one of our how-to podcasts for helping independent retailers learn to help themselves. If you have any comments or suggestions about this podcast or anything about the ROI, please email info@retailowner.com. Thank you and enjoy.
Sales go up, sales go down. Retailers of all sizes are forever battling to maintain a steady and positive cash flow. As you probably already know, short-term bank loans can smooth out tricky highs and lows in your annual revenue, making it easier to manage your business. But far too many retailers ignore the basic rule of business financing: never borrow short-term money for long-term needs. Too often, retailers borrow on six-month notes and then spend the money on facilities and equipment. Consequently, when the notes are due, they don't have the cash to pay them. The golden rule is always match the terms of your loans with that of the borrowed money's ability to generate cash. In other words, use a short-term loan, one due in less than 12 months, to finance current assets, such as seasonal inventory. Expect to convert these assets back into cash relatively soon, then use the cash flow to repay the loan. Likewise, use long-term loans, due in 12 months or more, to finance capital improvements that will eventually generate new profits used to repay the loan. By matching the loan's terms to its assets, you can avoid potentially fatal cash shortages. Mismatched financing damages your business in several ways, including 1. Pinching your cash flow, eroding your credit reputation with suppliers and forcing you to forfeit cash discounts. 2. Giving you a high debt-to-worth ratio, labeling you as a high risk to bankers and suppliers. 3. Tempting you to fudge on seasonal credit repayments. 4. Forcing your bank to deny you further financing. Because of the seasonality of most retail businesses, careful financing is essential to your success. Some viable reasons for taking out a loan are for business startup, stocking seasonal inventory, inventory growth and diversification, a special purchasing opportunity, new fixtures and equipment, expansion or remodeling of facilities, buying or opening additional stores, and interim working capital, or bridge financing. Year after year, more than 40% of retail businesses filing for bankruptcy in this country are showing net profits on their income statements when they go belly up. Their problem? They ran out of cash. One of the prime reasons for that state of affairs is bad debt structure. So let's discuss how you can avoid that problem. To align your needs with the proper type of financing, you first have to identify assets you intend to buy with your borrowed money. Then decide what category each of these assets belongs in. There are three basic categories of assets: fluctuating current assets, permanent current assets, and fixed assets. Properly classifying each asset will not only indicate the best type of loan financing for that asset, it will also tell you where the cash should come from to repay the financing. Fluctuating current assets are short-term variable needs, such as seasonal inventory or special buys. Fluctuating current assets should be financed with short-term debt, such as a line of credit. Repayment of the debt should come from the sales that inventory generates. These loans should be zeroed out at the end of the season. We believe that retailers have another category of current assets, what we call permanent current assets. Basically, this is the minimum inventory you must have on hand year-round. We urge you to finance your permanent current assets with long-term debt or equity. Such term debt has fixed payments of principal and interest, much like a mortgage on your house. Repay these loans from net profits plus depreciation. Fixed assets, such as fixtures, equipment, and vehicles, like permanent current assets, they should be financed with long-term debt or equity and repaid from your net profits plus depreciation. Now that you've categorized each asset, total up the dollar value in each category. This is your chance to think realistically. When it comes time to repay the loans, is the source of the repayment cash for that category of asset more than enough to service the debt? As you examine your assets and repayment sources From this new perspective, you may find you have an existing debt structure that needs to be corrected. Perhaps you use short-term debts for long-term needs. If you have a badly structured short-term debt, you may need to see some equity before your short-term obligations become overdue. But do what it takes to correct the situation, and do it now. Postponing matters will only make your problems more complex. A common characteristic of retailers is the ability to expect miracles. If this sounds like you, try to dispel that mindset. Consider what would happen if next year is like this year. Could you still pay those debts? Projected financial statements and cash flow projections will be vital, and to be helpful, they must be realistic. You'll need to have these to take to the bank, so you might as well prepare them now. So you've determined which assets you need financing for, correlated those financing needs with either short-term or long-term loans, analyzed dollar requirements, and identified how and when you will fund the repayments. Now it's time to negotiate or renegotiate your financing. Before you ask your banker for a loan, prepare a loan proposal that includes the financing analysis you've just completed, plus projected financial statements and a cash flow plan for at least the next 12 months. If you go to your bank with a solid financing proposal, you'll be in a strong position to get either short or long-term financing, whichever you need. Even better, you will feel confident in your business's ability to repay the loan on time. Whether you're planning future debt, analyzing current debt, or correcting structural debt, using this planning procedure will be time well spent. In today's ever-changing economy, it's especially important to make sure you have a solid economic foundation for your business. Careful debt structure is a vital part of avoiding excessive financing costs and keeping your business on sound cash footing.
We sincerely hope you have enjoyed this podcast. If there are additional topics you would like the ROI to provide, email your comments and suggestions to info@retailowner.com. For more how-to information on the business of retail, visit the ROI's website at retailowner.com. To stay informed about the ROI and its resources for independent retailers, sign up for the ROI's email newsletter. Thank you for listening.